Tax abatement is put in place for distressed neighborhoods, just like tax increment financing, TIFs, for distressed neighborhoods. The 22nd Ward, the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood, is the epitome of a distressed neighborhood. And that's why local, federal tax credits, I mean state and federal tax credits are put in place. Tax abatement is put in place. But we also have money from the federal government in block grant funding and home fundings that we can incentivize developers with. There are some neighborhoods that tax abatement is not necessary anymore. And we need to start weaning developers off of the tax abatement in certain neighborhoods. For example, in the Central Corridor,